Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hey there, it's Owen and Murph here with your little world service taster this Friday. Hey Murph.
Hey Owen, how's it going?
It's going okay. All the better to hear Richie Satter's voice. Absolutely no doubt whatsoever who the hero of the World Service was this week.
How are you, lads?
That's the man. He underwent spinal fusion surgery.
He went beyond the beyonds this week, didn't he?
He really did. He never stopped producing content. Mm. That's what he's all about, Richie. He's a content creating machine. Mm. And so he underwent spinal fusion surgery on Tuesday, yet still dominated proceedings, not only with his brilliant Keith Earls interview, but also with a brand new slot, the Richie Sadler Spinal Fusion News Flash.
I am currently under anaesthetic on the operating table having spinal fusion surgery.
So it may be going out even as the knife slices into his spine.
How are you, lads?
Let's talk about the football.
I expect to be off my chops on the strongest drugs I can legally get my hands on.
How are you, lads? Just a quick update from hospital. I've wrote a little list here of bullet points to cunningly disguise the fact that I'm completely off my chops. So we'll see if this works. Number one, my back. Had an operation. 6 screws and 2 rods they put in. So I'll be turning around the dance floors of the country very soon. Number 2, poo. Today is poo day. I haven't had a poo since Monday and it's now Thursday. So they gave me something to help that along today. Pooing's not a problem. My God, it's not. I've done that loads in my life. It's how I'm going to sit on the jacks is the issue today. So we'll see how that goes. Number 3. Opposite problem with weeing, would you believe? I'm prolific, which turns out is a problem. And if that keeps up, they're going to have to put a catheter on me, which involves sticking something into my penis. So I'll be playing it pretty fast and loose with the truth when they come back to me looking for an update on my peeing rates. And for messages, I've had so many lovely, lovely messages from World Service members and you guys. So thank you for being lovely and sound. And I'll be back on Second Captains soon, hopefully with less drugs in me. Or maybe not. It's actually quite nice. Tell a lie, it's amazing. Go on. Cheers, lads.
I am currently under anaesthetic on the operating table having spinal fusion surgery.
So it may be going out even as the knife slices into his spine.
How are you, lads?
Let's talk about the football.
I expect to be off my chops on the strongest drugs I can legally get my hands on.
Oof. Which acronym is best? NSFW? TMI?
Both of those are absolutely correct, at least. I mean, I don't know which one's more suitable than the other, but they are both definitely required. I mean, the whole idea of that, though, is unfortunately, well, particularly NSFW, is that you're supposed to say that before whatever the image or audio you're about to play or see. So you've kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. you kind of messed up there. But that, other than that, I mean, it certainly is too much information. I mean, he did also post an update last night on Instagram to say that the job was done. So.
Yes! Yes! Because I like the fact he still had a residual confidence in that clip. He's like, I know how to poo. I've been doing it all my life. Yeah. So he didn't lose faith in his ability to get the job done.
To be fair, you know what I mean? His self-belief never wavered.
Yeah.
And, that's, like any great sports person. That's to be commended. You know, his strength of character, just unrivaled.
Okay, Murph, so you've now finally... Okay, I understand this NSFW idea now. So here is a clip from US Murph that is very much NSFW.
We're doing this now like a transatlantic, transcontinental, highfalutin hookup here. Can I show you guys my feet? Can I?
We can put on video. At the moment, we have it off, but we're happy to have a little look.
I could live my whole life, Brian, and not see your feet. And I think that you could probably say the same for me.
The little hairy toes of like a hobbit kind of thing. You know what I mean? This is getting gnarly now here, guys. We're talking like there was a famous NFL coach named Rex Ryan of the New York Jets who got caught. Not got caught. I mean, listen, everybody knock yourselves out. Do your own thing. Whatever makes you float your boat. It wasn't illegal. But a leaked video of his foot fetish with his wife got leaked out when he was the head coach. Mm. He and his wife did a whole role play thing where he was a cop who pulled her over and then he asked to see her feet. I'm telling you guys the truth, by the way. This is all true.
No, I actually remember this. I mean, like, if you asked me who won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
No,
like, if you say Rex Ryan, I immediately say foot. Is he the foot fetish guy or the brother?
He is.
Ooh, quite a revolting week on the World Service. Rex Ryan's feet, Richie's inner movements.
It has been. It's been one of the weirder ones, though. I don't quite know what to say. I mean, given that this is kind of an advertisement for the World Service, I suppose we should say that not every week is as devoted to sexual fetishes and bowel movements as this week. I mean, sure, Indeed. Maybe like half the weeks are as obsessed with sexual fetishes and bowel movements. But
the first
half,
week of every month. It's the first week of the month. Well, it's bowel week. Whenever there's a crossover, end of one month into the start of another. The turn of the month, they call it, tends to just, you get a lot of this stuff. I'll tell you what, let's take this up a notch. We'll go back to Richie, because he spoke to Keith Earls, and Keith spoke absolutely brilliantly about the physical and psychological challenges that he's faced, in particular his bipolar diagnosis, and how he revealed the news to his Munster colleagues. I thought was an amazing clip.
Well, yeah, we were having this kind of squad kind of goal. So how can we make the squad better, and how can we, you know, how can we make the squad tick? And I kind of got annoyed because we were trying to do so much stuff to help the lads, and I was like, I'm doing a lot of things to try and help myself. I feel like I'm giving to the young lads, and I feel like I'm approachable and fellas can come and talk to me. And, you know, I didn't want to be doing these exercises, so I was just like, the lads, look, have enough on my plate. I'm bipolar. I wake up every morning and I'm wondering, is it Hank or Keats? And if it's Hank, I've a lot of things to do myself, and I mind worry about other people. And I know that sounds selfish, but I can't help other people if I'm not helping myself either, you know.
How many were in the room when you said that? What was their reaction?
There was about six, you know, because we're kind of speaking about, okay, what are we going to do today to help other people? And then the boys were like, Jesus Christ, thank God you went last and spoke, because, you know, they were like, Jesus, fair play to you. That's unbelievable. We knew you were different. We knew you're kind of up and down and crazy, but we didn't know
that you had these issues. That's what they said.
Yeah. But we didn't know it was these, we didn't know it was that serious, or that you've been suffering that much, or this is what you've been going through.
I just loved how natural that was. Just the way Keith described it there. He ends up in this situation that we presume sports people are in every week, probably these team building things. And it just hit him that I have to look after myself, and this is what's going on with me. And then suddenly the players, things are fitting together now, and everybody rallies around him. He says at a later date that Andrew Conway, I don't know if it was in the same, after the same meeting, or maybe a bit later at another point, but Conway just sits down beside him at one stage and says, how are you okay? As simple as that. And even though Keith had friends before that in the team, and I think had been quite open with some of them, it was the first time just out of nowhere somebody just came over and asked how you were, which is such a simple but powerful thing.
Asked it and meant it, you know?
Yeah.
As opposed to sort of checking in for the sake of checking in, which I suppose too many of us do too much of the time, but to actually sit down and ask it and mean it. Yeah, it's a very quietly powerful moment in the interview, actually, that.
Yeah, the whole thing's really powerful, so you can listen to that if you're a member. Second Captain Sports Book of the Year with Sinead O'Carroll and Malachy Clerkin is revealed today, you guys. That mightn't even be out yet. It depends which way these podcasts fall, so you might be... Well, actually, we're not going to reveal it to you first. We've got to reveal that to our members. You've got to give us that.
It's only fair.
We would be destroyed by our membership if that one went out here first. But you can have a listen today. And all the week's football, including Man United's win last night, Ralph Rangnick's first press conference this morning, and a deep dive into the crisis at Everton. So that's all yours. All of that is yours for only €5 a month plus VAT. You can sign up on secondcaptains.com. You also have full access to all of our archives. So I don't think you can say much fairer than that. Oh, it's the start of the month. Nearly forgot that bit. Great time to sign up. Full value for your €5 this month. No minimum contract. You can sign up to the end of, what are we at, December? End of this year. And then just decide after all the football fixtures at the end of the month and the rugby and everything that's going on. Side on the 29th,
maybe you're just 30th of December. Maybe you're just a Boxing Day Premier League nut. You know, you only tune in for one day. For one day of football a year. And it's...
Well, that is one of my favourite shows, actually. The day after the Jonathan Wilson, Ken Early...
Bah Humbug edition
around the 27th, 28th of December every year. I always enjoy that one. So anyway, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks a million, Owen.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Can I show you guys my feet?
Whose phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.